I'm at the Heritage Dome Center in Battle Creek, Michigan, checking out the first annual Generation E Student Business Showcase.
I'm Cheryl Peters. I am the coordinator for the Generation E Entrepreneurship Program with the Community Action Agency, except in 1 month. Don Mercer and I will be starting the Generation E Institute, its own a nonprofit.
Just tell me a little bit about the number of teachers that you trained and how did you get people involved?
Well, basically the teachers either heard about it through communications we've had with the ISD or they've made direct contact with the Community Action Agency and learned about it, or their administrators learned about it and got the appropriate teachers involved. We have marketing teachers, business teachers, life skill teachers, but basically I think our fit in the high schools is going to be in marketing classes, business classes. I think the fit in middle schools is going to be a career class, a life skills class. I think that every teacher that's here jumped on board and said, here I go. And I've been totally devoted, totally passionate about it, and just really connected. And you can see that today.
And so you said other teachers have come through here now kind of looking at what's going on that aren't part of the program now. What's their reaction?
Well, most of the reactions I've gotten are extremely positive. And I had sent invitations to about 5 target areas across the state that I felt that we could expand to within the next year.
And so what do you mean target areas?
Well, I kind of targeted communities, Kent County, for example, because I knew I could get there and I knew there was already some interest. And for instance, Ottawa Hills brought over 50 students on a trailway bus here today just to see the program. And then some of the other areas who have already made contact with me, but I haven't trained. So I made sure all of those people were invited. And then there are a lot of them here, and then there's some people who I did not know, and they're here, for they heard about it from one way or another, and a lot of interest in what I'm going to do for summer and future trainings.
Tell me what the kids get out of it.
It's not a lesson by lesson, it's not a textbook type of a program. They learn how to generate ideas, they learn how to, what do I like? Where's my interest? And then all the process of the business. But the key ingredient is everything is hands-on, and they must complete the business. They have got to either produce the product or have the service operate.
And what result has it been in terms of the way the students feel about school or themselves? Have you seen any of that?
I think I hear a lot from, I'm just hearing now from the teachers, and the kids are saying, you know, this is so cool. I wish I had done this, or I wish I had improved on this a little bit better. Now I know why you told me that we really needed to do such and such. And so I think they're very, very enthused. They've learned skills that I hope take them into a future job. It's employability skills. Take it on to college. Take it on wherever they want to go. I think they've, and even that, they've learned social skills. That are they all going to operate these kind of businesses? No. But they've learned the skills that they'll remember.
Great. Thanks, Cheryl.